Glory to God. Glory to God. Dr. D here. Generation XYZ. God's own divine design. Whew. I feel the spirit of the Lord in this place. I hope you do too. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us just bask in the glory of that, because you see, we really didn't have to wake up this morning, y'all. So when you think about waking up and having your faculties and being able to move about independently, give God some praise. Just stop right where you are and give him a little bit of praise. Hallelujah. I thank you so much for joining us on the live feed this morning and on the line. I pray that you'll be blessed. Blessed of God on this day. I pray that you're taking out time to really recognize how awesome it is to be able to praise and worship and give God the glory. There's some people who don't have the privilege to be able to talk about the Lord or praise and worship him, to honor him like we do. So just take a few moments to thank him for that, for being here, for being able to do some things in the earth. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I won't be before you long, but I do have a word pressing on my heart that the Holy Ghost needs to preach to through me. So wherever you are, if you would at this moment, just stretch your hand upward. Use that right hand of righteousness and strength and pray along with me, because we need this word, y'all. We need this word, and I don't want to tarry. I want to get to what the Holy Ghost is doing and saying to us in this hour. So if you would raise that right hand up to the heavens, right wherever you are, just lift it up. Eyes closed and heads bowed. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, O God, from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Whew. I want to talk to you for a few minutes this morning about the topic of the kingdom. The kingdom is at hand. Thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, and I encourage you to always have your Bibles when you come on, you have your Bibles with you, go ahead and raise it up high. We're going to say our Bible declaration. And then we're going to get right into the word. Amen. Repeat after me. This is my Bible. The word that God has made for me. I can have all that it says I can have. And I can do all that it says I can do. Today, I will be taught that the kingdom of God is at hand. And I'll leave away knowing that I've got power and authority, and I'm anointed for this, for such time as this. In Jesus' name, I give all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Amen. So today we're going to be talking about a part of the Lord's Prayer. Some people call it the Our Father. Some people call it the Disciples' Prayer. I want to talk about one little part, three words. Thy kingdom come. When I was growing up, I was taught that the kingdom was in heaven and that I needed to be real, real good if I wanted to have Jesus come and get me and take me up to heaven, because otherwise I'd be sent to the other place, to hell. That I needed to be as good on earth as I could, because at some point in time, God was going to come back. And if you weren't good, you weren't going to go. He's coming. You got to get ready. You better get ready, because he's coming. And if you're not good, you're not going to go. That's what I was taught as a little girl. Well, today the Lord has impressed upon me, thank you, Holy Ghost, to use me as the vessel for to clear up some misconceptions about the kingdom of God. And I say it's not me because I'm just going to be reading from the Word of God. Our foundational scripture for this morning is St. Matthew's chapter 10, verse 7, from the King James Version. Go to it quickly. We're also going to be looking at Acts 1 and 8. We're going to maybe look at 1 John 4 and 4, Luke 4, 42, 43, John 14, 12 through 14. And then we're going to probably touch on Genesis 1, 1 through 3. So we're going to be going through quite a few scriptures, but that's what preaching is. Believe it or not, preaching is the word of God. It's not a respective persons. Let me encourage you, preach. Because our scripture that leads us into this is going to talk about us going and preaching. Now, you say, why did you talk about thy kingdom come? Those three words. When I think about the word come, I think about something that isn't yet here. But can I tell you, when you look up the word come in the Greek, it has several different meanings and connotations. Let's get that out of the way right now. Come doesn't just mean, girl, come on over. Girl, I'm waiting on you. Just come. Girl, we're not dressed up today. Come as you are. We're talking about the essence of thy kingdom come. What does it mean? It means to attain. Take something. It means to arrive. It also means to reach, become, and grow. Hallelujah. That word come has so many nuances to that meaning that we can't just stop at something that's going to be. You can grow right where you are. And that's why I'm on this morning. Thy kingdom come. If you haven't received the kingdom of God, I encourage you this morning to attain it. Why? Because number one, it's free. Number two, it's the best thing you could ever do in your life. And number three, that's where Jesus is. Amen. St. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7, and it reads, and as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's not something that we're waiting to come. It's here. It's already arrived. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely ye have received. Freely give. The kingdom of God is free, y'all. Once you get it in your spirit, not only are you powerful, but you have a mandate on your life to share it, to give it, and to grow. Hallelujah. That's my very first point. That's my point. That's my first point. 3 points. So the first point is, the kingdom of God is not something that's coming. It's already at hand. We just saw that. Secondly, God left us with power and authority to represent him in the earth. Not only did he give us power directly, but he put something down in us called his Holy Spirit to propel us to be his ambassador. Look at John 14:12-14. John 14:12-14, and it says, very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these. See, Jesus had been going about, he had been healing, he had been raising the dead, he had been changing people's lives that had been outcast. Oh, he made the lepers whole. And he's saying to us that we will do even greater things than these. Why are we not seeing the demonstration of miracles, signs, and wonders wherever we go? Why are we not exhibiting the power that the word right here tells us we have? Oh, maybe it's because we're not doing what he did. So my second point is, you can't wait for the kingdom to come. You've got to know that the kingdom is here, and the kingdom rests in you. But how will men know if you don't open up your mouth? If I don't open up my mouth and tell somebody about the goodness of God, no demonstration is going to come as a result of me holding something in my bosom. So I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but open your mouth. And when you open it, share the gospel. Share that the kingdom of God is real and at hand. I digress, but let me get back to the reading. It says, I have been, the works that I've been doing, they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Why do I park right there for just a minute? Put a pin right there. Put a pin right there. I park there because when we go out, it's important that we examine ourselves. Before you go out to share the gospel, don't just share because your brother is weak in an area and you want to bring that to their attention. Yes, friendly rebuke is appropriate at times. But let me say this. If God is not being glorified, then it's not kingdom. You're not preaching. And you can't expect miracles, signs, and wonders to follow mess. So examine yourself carefully. If, in fact, you are wanting to see the demonstration of the gospel, we don't have power in this day and age to work miracles. Why? Because our hearts aren't right. We approach it haphazardly. But the word of God also says that God sees our hearts. See, you see the outside, but God knows when my heart is not right. And if your heart is not right, don't you dare think for 1 minute you're going to cast out a devil. All you're going to do is make that devil laugh at you and come back even harder. The Bible even says that when demons have been driven out, that house is clean for a time. But if you don't grow, hallelujah, come on, Holy Ghost. If you don't allow that kingdom to come in, what's going to happen? That empty house is going to be invaded, and the next time it's going to be invaded by 7 more demons. So I'm saying, when you come right. How do we get right? Every day. Every day I've got to go before the Lord. And there's always something that I've got to ask for forgiveness on. Why? Because we do fall short. We are spirits housed in a natural body. But can I tell you, he's right there. He's so faithful. He's so just. And he's not like man. He's not going to judge us and talk about us. He's going to forgive us. The word of God says that he casts our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to pick them up again. So you really have no excuse. You need to be preaching the kingdom is at hand. The kingdom has come. Hallelujah. And then watch the miracle signs and wonders. I need to go ahead and finish reading this. It says, because I'm going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified. Make sure that you're glorifying God. This isn't about you, boo. This isn't about you, sis. This isn't even about Dr. D. So that the Father may be glorified in the Son. We represent the Son. He came, he preached, he walked this earth for 3.5 years doing formal ministry and teaching us how to do it. And then he left us a roadmap on how to walk this thing out. So we really have no excuse. Then he goes on to say, you may ask me anything in the name, in my name, and I'll do it. Anything that brings glory to God, you can ask him, and he will do it. Why? Because he's not a man that he should lie. He's God all by himself. My last point to you, and I'm just about done because the Holy Spirit said, that's good. And when I hear him say, that's good, I don't care what nobody else has to say. Woo! My son says, Mom, you preach real well, but you have a tendency to get emotional. That's the girl in me. And I don't know about you, but I love who God made me. So it's okay when the girl comes out. It's okay when the lion comes out. It's okay when the Lion of Judah comes out, because that's who he made us, y'all. He made us as we are, to be blessed. Go, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Hallelujah. Acts 1:8. Turn with me quickly to Acts 1:8. It says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I don't mind being emotional because I know the Spirit of the Lord is in me. And you will be my witnesses. Are you willing to tell somebody all about it? Are you willing to show that there's something different about you just in your stance, in your countenance? He wants us to be his witnesses, telling people about him everywhere. I don't know. I've been walking in the park, and for those of you who know me personally, you know that in that same park several years ago, a German Shepherd, big dog, lurched at me. He was sitting next to his owner on a park bench as I was walking by. And even though the owner had him on a leash and he had the leash in his hand, that leash had a lot of space. It's a long leash. And this German Shepherd got a spirit in him and he lurched at me. And I know that the gentleman wasn't expecting it because he whipped that dog. He beat that dog. But that dog wanted the spirit that he had identified in me. And I did something that day that I regret. I stopped walking. And the minute I stopped walking at that park on a regular basis, you know what happened? I gained 35 pounds. And even though I knew that that was my blessed place, that's my place where I go and seek the Lord in nature, y'all. Have different places where you worship him. I'm just about done, but I've got to share this with you. 7 years later, 35 pounds to show for it, I said, God, I'm just going to go back. Today I have Mace. But God said, you really don't need that because I gave you power and authority over everything. You've got dominion over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, and everything. He said, but daughter, the problem is you haven't been speaking to your situations. You've allowed them to turn into situationships right before your eyes, and you've let it because you kept all of this on your heart. I need you to speak. Hallelujah. So I did take my mates, but I began to speak. And guess who God gave me to speak to? He didn't tell me to speak to every dog I saw. He said, speak to the owner. Look up. So I'm going to tell you today, look up. Don't allow that situation to turn into a situationship because you've got power and you've got authority. All you've got to do is look up and speak. Speak to the master and then speak to that situation. Oh, I'm not telling you something that I myself didn't struggle with. I struggle with that thing. Not just in the park. Every day. Lord, how do I phrase this so that you get the glory? Lord, how do I walk this life out the kingdom way? But can I tell you, whenever I look up and I speak to the owner of everything in the earth and the fullness thereof, yes, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. The Bible says that the cattle of 1,000 hills belongs to the Lord. The earth and the fullness thereof. You see, the world is a system. That's where the situationships come in. And the circumstances that seem hopeless. But can I leave you with one last parting scripture? Genesis 1:1-2 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Verse 3, I need to read this. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. God said, if God spoke to a situation, God said, let there be light. And there was light. If God said, if he spoke out of his mouth, and Jesus said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, and whatever you ask in my name, I'll grant it to you as long as it brings God glory. Oh, I'm going to lose this 35 pounds back and then some. Why? Because it's going to bring God glory. You see, it's not God's design that we be intimidated by anything in the earth. In fact, he wants us to glorify him. He wants us to talk about his kingdom. And he wants us to be confident in doing it. So not only am I going to look my best, I am at my best. Hallelujah. I'm at my best because I'm back. I'm back, Jack. You're at your best because you have everything that you need. In closing, God said this, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God's already conquered every battle, every issue, every care, every concern. He put it on his shoulders and he carried it to the cross so that we wouldn't have to worry about that. Thy kingdom come is already here for the taking. Reach for it, attain it, grow and share it. I'm done, but I would be remiss if I left you where you are. Today is your day. Not only are you blessed, not only do you have the power of the Holy Ghost, not only can you make miracles, signs, and wonders happen, no wonder do you have the demonstration of miracles at your grasp. But if you've never given your heart to Christ, if you've never made Jesus your Lord and Savior, you're in a blessed place because you can do that right now. From the comfort of wherever you are, from the comfort of your living room, if you're sitting at Starbucks behind your wheel, enjoying a cup of coffee, you can accept the Lord as your personal Savior today. And you can get that settled between heaven and earth, that the kingdom has come in your life. If that's you, if you've never done it, if you've never spoken it out of your mouth like Jesus, and you want to bring some light to the dark places in your life, all you have to do is repeat this simple prayer after me. And we can get that settled right now. Glory to God. Here we go. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I have sinned and I cannot save myself. So I ask that you come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new creature. Devil, get out of my life. I serve you no longer. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. It is in your name I do pray. Amen. If you just prayed that simple prayer and you meant it from the bottom of your heart, let me be the first representative on this side of paradise to say welcome to the kingdom of God. You never have to worry about what's going to happen after this life because you are going to live on with the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the family. There is a cloud of witnesses right now cheering, holding a party in heaven because you came. Get with a good Bible teaching church. Fellowship with like-minded believers and watch your life change and be blessed. Until the next time, this is Minister D, Dr. D of God's Own Divine Design, Generation XYZ, signing out. The Lord loves you, and I do too.
Dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, we come at this hour thankful and grateful for another opportunity to encourage your people. Heavenly Father, give the people ears to hear you and eyes to see your plans and purpose for their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Team XYZ is Pastor Shug, the voice on a mission to inspire, promote, and glorify the kingdom of God. And we thank you for coming fellowship with us here on Generation XYZ. Team XYZ, I am back with a word from on high for you today. But let's just praise right quick. Generation XYZ, I am here today to make whatever situation, whatever scheme, whatever plot taking shape or trying to take shape in your life conquerable today. Today, we're going from believers to conquerors, and I know many of you will look at the title, and some of you may even run to Google and ask, what does conquerable mean? But oh, XYZ, I got one on high for you today. Come on. I'm sorry, XYZ. I know y'all expect Pastor Shug to jump right into the word, but when there is no other way but the kingdom of God, when there is no other way but Jesus, when you done been in some situations and the world is telling you, you not go get out of. But when the Lord, when you are part of the kingdom of God, there's always a way. And today, XYZ, we're going to make a way for every situation in your life to fall under your rule and your reign.
All right.
My apostle, Johnny Young, says, you can't be a king without getting your sword bloody. I'm going to go a little bit deeper today, and I'm going to say you cannot be a king or queen without being a conqueror either as well today, XYZ. So I know many of you are going to look at the title, and some of you may even ask, what is conquerable? I made it up, XYZ. See, our words are manifestations of the word of God. God uses his word through man to speak things out. So we manifesting and making things conquerable today on the only real and righteous podcast and platform on this side of heaven, Generation XYZ. So XYZ, what is conquerable? Conquer means to overcome and take control of a place or people by use of force. That's the Webster Dictionary version. Conquer also means to successfully overcome a problem or weakness. Conquer could mean to climb successfully. Okay. Now let's define able. Able means having the power, skill, or means or opportunity to do something.
All right.
Follow me. It also can mean having considerable skill, proficiency, or intelligence not known to everyone else.
All right.
Able is the Greek word dunatos, related to dunamis, meaning ability, abundance, mighty works, miraculous power, and prevailing strength.
All right now. I like it.
Now, if dunatos means able, powerful, mighty, and strong, and conquer means to climb successfully, XYZ, this finna be a good one. I ain't even started cooking with grease yet. The heat on the stove only medium. So when you put the two words together, conquer and able, you have somebody who is able to overcome or take control of a place or people by force, successfully overcoming a problem, climbing successfully with all of the power, skill, and ability needed to do it.
Hallelujah. That's true about me.
So I'm glad you said that, Dr. D, because in Revelations 3 and 21, Jesus is speaking directly to me. See, you got to make this thing personal, XYZ. Jesus tells me, the one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. Generation XYZ, that's Revelation 3 and 21. See, you got to make this thing personal. And when Dr. D said that's true about me, I can then go find in the word where Jesus was speaking directly to me. So you mean to tell me the one who climbs or can successfully overcome the ways of world, culture, and society, I'll be seated on a throne next to my king, my brother, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And then you mean to tell me, if I can conquer just like Jesus conquered, I can sit next to my Father in heaven, in heavenly places, in the kingdom of God. XYZ. So you mean to tell me that all I have to do here is conquer just like Jesus did in order to be elevated to the kingdom of God? Amen. I'll say it for you, XYZ.
Oh, that's good.
Because a lot of the times we don't see ourselves in Jesus. We don't see Jesus in ourselves, but God didn't call us to be disciples. He called us to be his son as well. So you mean to tell me, if my big brother is telling me, if you do as I did and go conquer, you'll be right up here with me and Dad. You know what, XYZ? That's a deal too good for me to pass up.
Hallelujah.
And there's some of you today asking, how do I conquer? What do I conquer? Where do I conquer at? In XYZ, the revelation is in the journey, XYZ. Let me get into the word, because now we on it popping. Now we ready, Dr. D. For the word says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall it be tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or a sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Knowing all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans 8, 35 through 37. XYZ. Understand that everything named in that passage is conquerable. From the tribulation to the distress to the persecution to the famine to the nakedness. It is all conquerable.
Thank you, Jesus.
But let me show you how to start conquering. You have to conquer first yourself. Mm. For your sake. CXYZ, for our sake, we are being killed all day long. And it doesn't mean what you think it means. See, the Apostle Paul said, I die daily. What does it mean to die daily, XYZ? You mean to tell me things are being killed, but I'm still living? Correct. So obviously, whatever Paul was killing daily didn't stop him from living and walking in the glory of God. It seems to me like Paul was killing off some things that needed to be conquered.
Ooh.
In his life.
You preaching now.
So when it says, for your sake, we are being killed all day long, XYZ, understand that we are conquering all day long. There's some things in your life. There's some things in Pastor Suge's life that can't continue to live here with God present. There's some things in your life, in my life, that we have to kill all day long. We have to conquer all day long. But if you just get to the second part and it says, knowing all of these things, we are more than. So you mean to tell me that I'm more than a conqueror? I'm over all of my flesh. I'm over the distress, the famine, the persecution, the danger, and even the sword. So it says in Romans 37 that we are made more than conquerors through his love, through him who loved us.
All right.
So depression is conquerable. Sickness is conquerable. Obesity is conquerable. Lust is conquerable, XYZ. See, I could keep going because even brokenness is conquerable. But you can't keep looking at yourself as the lonely Christian. You must come up to the kingdom and begin to look at yourself as a conquering king or queen. Generation XYZ, he didn't create us to follow. He created us to lead. He didn't create us to be saved. He created us to subdue. And when you come up to this level of the kingdom of God, when you're here, XYZ. Kingdom is not a religion. Kingdom is an order. An order is a way of life.
Yeah.
A way of life is how you do things. And when you're a king in the kingdom of God, there's some stuff that you have to conquer.
All right.
There's some things that's got to die, like my apostle said.
Mm. Glory.
And I'm not all talking physical, XYZ. I'm talking spiritual, mental, and physical.
Yeah.
There are some things in your mind that you got to come out of. There's some lies that have been spoken over you that you are still walking into.
Mm-hmm. Come out of it.
Let me just get real. XYZ, there's some things we've done that we didn't even know we were doing. But now that we're here and we've went so far into them, we're asking God to come and save us when he's calling on you to conquer them.
Mm. Get on top of that thing.
XYZ, and especially the Z, hear me out. We live in a go with the flow society.
Mm.
But when you're a believer and most importantly, a king or a queen in the kingdom of God, you can no longer go with the flow. What do I mean by king and queen in the kingdom of God? You are commanding and ruling on behalf of God.
Mm.
here on earth. And if the kingdom cannot take over darkness, then we're out of order. We're not living up to our kingdom potential. So if you're too afraid to get your sword bloody, if you're too afraid to conquer, how can you ever be a king or a queen? And if the kingdom of God is internal, you must first get the kingdom of God inside of you. How can you do external work with internal conquering still needing to be done?
Well.
Yeah, they could start playing the organ now. Because XYZ is real. Y'all got to come up to the fourth dimension. Because we have all the skills needed to conquer. We're called to be conquerors. And if we don't start looking at ourselves as that, we'll never get to that. What do I mean to that? As a king, you're supposed to go out and take over smaller kingdoms.
All right, all right.
How can the Lord expand your territory? Generation Z, hear me. How can the Lord make you rich? How can the Lord give you money? How can the Lord bless you with a great family if you're too scared to conquer what's inside of you? We got every skill needed to be wealthy, to be prosperous, to be faithful, to have the loving marriages, to have the white picket fence family. But in this society, we're just so chill with some of the things being pushed on us and talked about us and put over us. We're so chill with a 9% interest rate. We're so chill with paying $5 for gas. We're so chill with marijuana, video games, and pornography that the Lord is saying, I need you to conquer this before I can give you all that.
Hallelujah.
And we're saying, how do I get it together, Lord? And the Lord is responding back to each and every one of us in this season and saying, conquer it. The days are old to where y'all go and run to the pastor to get prayer. Those days over, XYZ, to where you could go to the church house and you ain't been in 6 months and you just want to go in there and feel a little Holy Ghost. See, you can't rock like that in this season no more, XYZ.
It's personal.
If you aren't conquering every single day, if you aren't going to God saying, Lord, what do I need to kill in my life? If you don't wake up with your sword next to you and your crown on your head, ready to kill and conquer and take over for the kingdom of God. You know what? I'm going to go a step further. In order to conquer for your peace, remember the word said, for your sake, I die daily. For your sake, we are being sheep slaughtered daily. So if you can't, for your sake, go kill and conquer for your peace, XYZ, this might not be the platform for you. This might not be the platform for you because we're kings and queens here. We're expanding our territory over here. We're raising dominion over here. We're manifesting over here. So if you can't get with it on XYZ, you got to go back into your secret prayer closet. Because understand what God really called us to do. It wasn't to make fish dinners. It wasn't to go preach on the side of the street. But it was to go in some of these places in the world that are saying, we don't like you, and make them love us. He called us to make the crooked path straight here. He doing it in the 4D. He doing it in heaven. But what are you going to do here? What are you going to do for your peace? Are you going to conquer or are you going to submit? Because Satan's whole MO is to get you to submit. His whole MO is to get you to fail. And if you keep walking around here like you haven't already successfully overcame, like you can't climb successfully, and if you aren't able to do it, then XYZ, how? I'm like that man on TikTok. How? Dr. D, how can I call myself a 22-year-old apostle if I'm afraid to conquer some things? Let me get back on the word. Let me get, because I went in my little, I got on my soapbox this morning. Apostle Paul said, affirm, brethren, by boasting in which I have, in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. He's bragging about it, Generation XYZ. He bragging about his newfound skin in the kingdom of God. He bragging about the fact that he get to live a new life daily because there's some things he was in that he had to kill off. But through Christ Jesus, now he walking free. See, XYZ, the enemy wants you to think that the sword is what's gonna kill you, but the sword can't kill you. It's you not conquering that's gonna kill you. The enemy cannot stay where you cast him out of. Listen to what I just said. Depression cannot stay where you rebuke it out of. Principalities cannot stay where you cast them out of. Your money cannot go any place you don't tell it to. Your partner can't step out on you if you cut that right where the problems start. See, y'all don't really want a pastor. Y'all want a talk show host. I'm giving y'all the game. Because if we just start conquering at the beginning, if we go into a situation with our crown on, not cocked to the side, not in our back pocket, not in the bag, not, ooh, I got it here, but I'm going to put it on when I'm ready. If we walk into a situation saying, I am a king, I come to conquer and subdue for the kingdom of God. If you just walk into a situation like that, XYZ, I promise there's nothing that can mess with you. Am I lying, Dr. D?
You're on it. Glory to God.
I don't think I'm preaching nothing that's hitting that hard. That ain't been said before. Because I know my Apostle Johnny Young on it this morning in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So XYZ, understand that in this season, God has more waiting on us than just some money. God has more waiting on us than just your last prayer. And I'm going to let Dr. D preach this because I can't preach it as good as her. But there are things manifesting from 4 and 5 years ago that you are just now walking into.
Hallelujah.
And if you don't believe me, look at me. Pastor Suge was prayed and manifested not in somebody's church, not through a coronation ceremony, not through an ordination celebration, but it was manifested in those prayers that Mama D would pray before I went to school in the morning. She was conquering and subduing the tricks and schemes of the enemy way back at 15. So when the frankincense and the myrrh, the same thing that they applied to Jesus when he was a newborn baby, when she was able to apply that to me, it didn't matter what I went to school and did, because the Lord already knew the anointing he had for me. And all she had to do, she didn't have to run up to the schoolhouse. She didn't have to go fight no teachers. All she had to do was pray, because the rest was conquered.
Glory to God.
The rest was dying right there through the anointing. Alexa, go to YouTube. Alexa.
Glory to God.
Alexa, go to YouTube. I'm almost done. Because XYZ is real. And we could sit up here and we could go to church. We could sing in the choir. We could give our 10% and not conquer anything. The conquering is what gets you into heaven. Oh, how much longer I got? I think I got 3 minutes. I'm finna turn up. Conquering is what keeps you from being lukewarm, XYZ. So when they're talking about a lukewarm believer, a lukewarm Christian, get this. The only difference between a Christian and a believer, the only difference between religion and the kingdom is what are you going to take over and conquer? If you don't want to be a lukewarm believer, if you don't want to be left in the middle, I guarantee you, if you start killing some things and you pull your sword out that Jesus gave you and left behind for you, I guarantee you can't be a lukewarm Christian.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I just saved somebody. Somebody just went to heaven. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Salvation was just released right there, because XYZ, understand in this season, it is hot and cold. It is up and down. It is 1D to 4D. It is levels to this thing. Yes. And what I was called to do as Pastor XYZ was pull you up to the 4D, to the level, to not where you're working without God, not where you're working with God, not where you even working for God and you saying, oh, I'm preaching and I'm teaching, but to where you can be God in somebody's life. See, understand that until you're able to see yourself as him, you can't. XYZ. Alexa want me to keep preaching this morning. You got to see yourself as him. God called us to be his sons and daughters. And with that, he called us to be conquerors of this world.
Yes.
He called us to subdue. He called us to kill.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And I'm praying that every evil spirit, every ill spirit in your life is conquered by you, the conqueror. That no more, the days of you running to Pastor Suge asking for prayer are done. The days you waiting on granny prayer and mama prayer to manifest, those days are done. The days where you're walking in addiction and you calling yourself an alcoholic, a pothead, I'm a OnlyFans model. We just go speak against it today. I'm homosexual, all of that. Those days are done. They're conquered.
My anxiety. It's gotta go.
We're fighting, and XYZ, understand, we're fighting a defeated foe. Mm-hmm. The devil has been done. He's been dead. But the only thing keeping him up and alive is us being afraid to conquer. And if you can start conquering, subduing, killing, getting bloody, using your sword, keeping your crown on, I know it sounds like a lot, but if you can just kill some stuff, if you can just say like Apostle Young said, it's got to go. It's got to go.
Speak the word over your life.
Alexa, go to YouTube.
Here's YouTube.
If you can just get to the point in life where you're saying I'm a conqueror, not I'm a Christian, not I'm saved, because here's the thing, XYZ. We got to get past salvation and start subduing.
Yeah.
Our world is going deeper, 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 and people are getting richer, 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 while the poor are getting poor, poor, poor.
Yeah.
The blessed are still being blessed. The love for the loved ones is always plentiful. But if we don't start subduing some things, we will not be able to save anybody but ourselves.
Glory to God. Faith without works is dead.
And today, XYZ, I just want to leave you with the opportunity, with the chance to come up into this. Deuteronomy 28:7 says, the Lord will conquer your enemies. When they attack you, and they will attack you from one direction, but he will scatter them in 7. XYZ, your life is a reign as king or queen. You can move mountains and kill giants just like David. The trauma behind, the depression behind, the anxiety behind is conquerable. And today, XYZ, if you can look at, when you start to look at yourself as a conqueror for the kingdom of God. 1 Chronicles 28:20 says, David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Until all the work for the service of the temple of God is finished. And I know that conquering might sound hard, but just like David said, if you can do the work, that means conquering. That means subduing. That means killing some stuff, King. That means killing some stuff, Queen. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the temple of God is finished. So today, Generation XYZ, I'm going to give you an opportunity to come work with Pastor Suge, to come work with the kingdom of God, to come work as God. So, just repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I have sinned, and I can't save myself. Lord, come into my life. Heal me. Lord God, make every crooked path straight. I now release myself into you so that you can come into me. For now, today, I am more than a conqueror. In Jesus' name, amen. Generation XYZ, you're saved. You're sanctified. You're a son and daughter in the kingdom of God. So go out and conquer. Go out and subdue. Go kill.